So now, Elizabeth, I want to talk about the fact that you said there's a shrinking dating pool. And what is that all about? Now, the shrinking dating pool, is that a club or is that the fact that ain't nobody available out here?
It's not a club and no one wants to get in.
Okay.
So what that is like right now there's for every 100 single black women, there's only 75 single black men.
Wait now, for every 100 black women,
right,
single.
Single, there's only
75. That's Sunday afternoon at my house for dinner. That 100 single black women be up in my house every Sunday. So, I'm okay. And it's how many? Only 75 men?
So that's a deficit. I mean, right
you're
out, right?
Yeah.
7 to 10. And then if you go even further, now we're in a more open environment where people are expressing their sexuality, which is a good thing.
Okay.
So now there's more people that are gay and bisexual saying, hey, this is who I am. So that shrinks the dating pool
openly
as well.
Gay openly and bisexual.
Gay, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, and again, I keep trying to tell people what's you for you and what's for me is for me.
Right.
And you know, I guess, but it's a matter of people just being open and honest about what they want.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Because those are things people probably didn't always put out there. But now
people are more comfortable now saying, listen, I'm just going to be gay. I'm just going to be a lesbian. I ain't trying to pretend no more.
Exactly.
Any of that. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Where are we at with that?
And so that's one. That's another factor. And then another factor is just people are starting to date outside their race, their culture, and their religion.
Yeah.
So people are expanding. Like you had people back in the day that were in the military and they went to other countries and they may have brought back somebody from that country as their wife, right?
Yes.
But now it's common to see interracial relationships.
Sure, sure. Because I'm actually trying to find me somebody from the Himalayas. I'm trying to be so exotic it ain't even funny. I'm trying to find somebody that was off of a mountain with only goats and snow. I mean, you know, okay, all right. And what else adds to that?
I think there's another thing that's going on. I call it the reality show psyche. Like, I feel like people watch these reality shows and they hide behind social media like we talked about earlier tonight. And they assume people are like the people on the shows and they carry that into their relationships.